So let's review. Zogt the Mishnah, Hakol nechnas nadir lesaser, chutz min klayim betreifa v'yitzidayfin mechuzizman v'hayasim. All animals are eligible to be put, to be tithed for mice and behemoth together with the rest of the flock, aside for the following animals that are not fit for a carbon. Klayim, a hybrid born from two species of behemoth, treifa, a treifa animal, yitzidayfin, an animal born by Caesarean section, mechuzizman, an animal of less than 8 days old, and hayasim, an animal that is an orphan from its mother. And there's a machlokes regarding v'zehu yasim, what defines an orphan. The Tanakhama says, Kol shemeisa ima, or shenishchato ba'achkach yalda. If the mother died or was slaughtered before the animal was born, it's considered a yasim. Or Yeshua says, Afal nishchata ima v'hashalach kayim ein ze yasim. Even if the mother was first slaughtered, it depends. If her hide is still intact, the animal is not considered a yasim. Because as the Gemara explains, mafshid nesa meisa mabish nesa chay. The animal is clothed with its mother's hide, and it's still considered as if she's still alive. However, in hashalach kayim ariz a yasim. The mother's hide is no longer intact, the animal is considered a yasim. The Gemara proceeds with the source for all these animals that are not fit for a carbon. The Pasuk in Parashat Emor states, Shar echesa ba'ez ki yevalid, v'hoi yeshebes yom tachas imoy, v'mir meshmini b'holi yirotz lo carbon ish l'ashem. This Pasuk excludes the following, Shar echesa prat l'klayim. It must be a distinct ox or lamb, which excludes a hybrid. Oy ez prat l'ninba. It must be a distinct goat, which excludes an animal that looks different from its mother. Kiyavalid, probably it's a daifin. It must be born naturally, which excludes an animal born by Caesarean section. Vahayishivas yamim, probably mechuzizman. It must be alive for at least 7 days and only becomes fit for a carbon on the 8th. Tachas imoy, probably yasim. It must have had a mother, as explained earlier, and this excludes an orphan. And these animals are also pater from maisa behema because there is a gzereshav from kachim to maisa behema through the word tachas. The Pasuk of Kachem states, Sharechas ba'ez ki yivalid v'hoi yishevet yom tachas imoy. And the Pasuk of Maisa Behema states, V'chamas ha'bokar v'tzayin kol ha'shiyavar tachas ha'shevet. Ma'alahan prat l'chol ha'shem ha'salalu, avkan prat l'chol ha'shem ha'salalu. Just as regarding Kachem, all these animals are pasul, so to regarding Maisa Behema, all these animals are patur. And we expand the gzir shabba the other way. Umakan prat l'treifa, aflahan prat l'treifa. Just as regarding Maisa Behema, a treifa animal is patur, so to regarding Kachem, a treifa animal is pasul. And the Gemara later explains that a treifa animal is pater from maisa behemah because the pasuk states, "V'chomaser bakar b'tzoyin kalashiyavar tachas ha'shevet." Prat l'treifa she'eno iveres. And as Rashi explains, "The behemah shenechtuchu raglam na'akuva ulamala, suhi achas miyutches treifas." This type of treifa cannot pass through under the staff. The Gemara cites a brayse in the name of Rabbi Shua that disagrees and holds that the following three, yitzidayfin mechusizman v'hayasim, nechnasn ladir l'saser. While the other two, Kalayim v'hatreifa, einachnas l'adir l'asasa. As the Gemara explains, Shua does apply the above-mentioned Zereshav from Kachem to Maisa Behema through the word tachas, and therefore Kalayim v'hatreifa, einachnas l'adir l'asasa. However, regarding the other three, Rabbi Shua has a specific reason for each one that Yitzidayfin, mechuzizman, v'hayasim, nechnas l'adir l'asasa. Regarding Yitzidayfin, he follows Rabbi Shimon's opinion that Vlad ma'al yuhu, a Caesarean is considered leida, and the Behema is even fit for a carbon. Regarding Mechuzizman, Rabbi Shua follows Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda's opinion that Nichnas Ladir Lasasr. Mechuzizman can be typed for Maisa Behemah because there's a Xerishav and Bechair through the word Havara, that it can receive its Kedusha even though it's not yet Ro Lakrava. And regarding Yasim, it refers to a case of Kugan Shashalach Kayim. The mother's hide is still intact, as Rabbi Shua holds in our Mishnah, in Ze Yasim. The Gemara proceeds with a brace that points out that the following Behemahs, even though they are possible for Kachem, they're nevertheless Chayiv in Maisa Behemah. If the behemoth was used for an aver with a person, or the behemoth was designated as an offering for Avodah Zarah, or actually worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, or the behemoth was paid to a zayinah for his nosa was exchanged for a dog, in all these cases, even though the behemoth is possible for kachim, it's chayiv and maisa behema. And even though we have the gzeres shava tachas tachas mikachim, that whatever is possible kachim is potter from maisa behema, however, the Gemara explains that these psulim are different, and they're only possible for kachim, but are nevertheless chayiv and maisa behema. Because the pasuk of kachim states, ki mashchasim behem mumba. Hashchasa, corruption, is compared to mum, a blemish. And we know that kamakim shenem b'hashchasa, ina ela dvar erva v'avaydazara. The term hashchasa refers to idolatry and illicit relations. Therefore, kol sha mum paisal boy dvar erva v'avaydazara paisal boy. V'chol sha ina mum paisal boy in dvar erva v'avaydazara paisal boy. Kachim that is disqualified by a mum is also disqualified if it was an erva of a nevet. But Maisa Behema that is eligible with a mum, as the Pasuk states, Le'yivakar min tevlerah, is also eligible if it was nirva v'nevet. And accordingly, the following are all eligible for Maisa Behema because Reveya v'nirva dvar erva. Muktzav neved avodah zarah. Ve'esna dvar erva u'mechir iskash le'esna. The Braisa continues with the machlokes regarding tumtum andragonus. A behemoth whose simanim are concealed or has the simanim of both genders, the chacham hold nechnasin ladir lesasur. These behemoths are chayiv and ma'isa behemoth because sveikahu, the behemoth is a questionable zachar or nekever, and either one is chayiv b'ma'isa behemoth. While Shimon Yehuda and Shimon Shimon holds ein nechnasin ladir lesasur. These behemoths are potter from ma'isa behemoth because there is a gzeira shavu from kachim where the pasuk specifies im zachar im nekever. The behemoth must be either a zachar or a nekever, and he holds bar yibefnei atzmihi. These behemoths are considered their own gender; they're neither a zachar nor a nekever. The Gemara concludes with the four statements of Rabbi Shmuel ben Sasriel, in which it describes various interesting things of his locale, Arkas Lavena. B'mkemenu mafshit nesamisa umalbish nesachai. In Arkas Lavena, they strip the hide of the dead mother and use it to clothe the living calf or lamb. This warms it and helps it survive. In Arkas Lavena, the lettuce contains 600,000 folds in the inside leaves. In Arkas Lavena, a cedar tree once fell, and 16 wagons side by side crossed its width. Pamachas naflo beas bar yuchani, v'tava shishim krachim, v'shava sholish meis arazim. The large Bar Yochani bird once dropped its egg, and it submerged 60 cities and broke 300 cedar trees.